This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am joined by Eddie McEwen.
Hi.
From the Film Society.
Yep. Big news. We've got big news.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, this is a bit different from our normal rundown because this is not just kind of the Film Society's standard program, right?
Well, part of it is, but the thing is that when the film festival, International Film Festival, pulled out, we were left with a two-week gap in our program. So on the 21st of August, we're going to attempt to rescreen Rain. Well, actually, we will because we actually have the DVD now, which we didn't have in June when we were supposed to.
So I see.
That's the 21st out of the way. But on the 28th, we're going to have a fundraiser. We're trying to raise money to so we can celebrate our 75th birthday next year in style.
Yeah, that'll be very cool.
This will not be a normal screening of the Film Society, and it's going to we've set a price at $25 per person. Tickets will be available by pre-sale. There'll be a limited number available on the night.
But and is that going to be to the general public as well as to
members? Absolutely, everyone is going to be welcome to this. Hell, bring a significant other. Or a not-so-significant other.
That's the one. It's all money for the Film Society. It all helps.
Yes. So we've got it organised so that the feature is going to be Heavenly Creatures. Wingnut Films have come to the party. They have been most generous. So we have a big screen screening of Heavenly Creatures. It's not the new 4K edition, which they've been working on, but it's going to be well worth seeing.
I mean, this is like it's kind of a pivotal movie in terms of New Zealand film history because the question that would otherwise hover in your mind is, how does Peter Jackson go from brain dead and bad taste to the Peter Jackson that exists today?
Yes.
And the answer is Heavenly Creatures.
Which is an amazing film. But we're also going to have a short film by a local filmmaker, Empty Ceilings by Caleb Rayner. And the director of that will be actually on hand. He's going to do a short introduction and then take questions after the short. And then we will have, of course, the feature. And as I'm doing this all backwards, we will have snacks. And as it will be up at event, the bar will be open, but it's not an open bar.
Right. Excellent. Yes. Okay. Well, look, this all sounds wonderful. I do think it is worth reminding people how they can get hold of the Film Society and the general thing that you do, just in case they haven't listened to one of our regular chats about the Film Society's program for the month.
We have screenings every Wednesday at 6 p.m., not in school holidays, at the event. We're usually in theatre number 2, but you can usually find a few miscreants hanging around in the concourse before a screening. We're also contactable through by email through pnfilmsociety@gmail.com.
Excellent.
We also have a Facebook page.
Yep. And as well as school holidays, no screenings when the film festival is up, which is why this situation
is
happening anyway.
But we're really hoping to make this a success. We've got every reason to expect that it will be, what with Heavenly Creatures.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a movie that it's not hard to find necessarily, but it's not a movie that you necessarily get a chance to see on a big screen that often.
As nature intended.
That's the one.
Also, Jackson is a big screen filmmaker.
Yes, absolutely.
That's always been what he does. He doesn't make them to watch on small screens. It's all epic stuff.
And also, I just want to say, we've had a bit to do with Caleb because he's been making a show on and off here for a while. Really cool to see local filmmakers getting a chance to screen their stuff on the big screen.
Absolutely.
Because there is this sort of low bubble of films coming out of Palmerston North, particularly in the short film format at the moment. And it's neat to see stuff coming out of the region because, why not? Right?
Absolutely. And it's also a chance to see it on the big screen again.
Exactly.
Can't say that often enough.
Brilliant. Well, look, thank you very much, Eddie.
And thank you very much, Hugh. And hope to see you there.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.